Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Joining me in the studio, it's Ethan.
How are you?
And Cody.
Lots in the news to talk about here tonight, including we'll give you an update on just how bad things are getting in Germany and likely
gonna Europe.
Likely going to be the rest of Europe as well. But the story in this particular case is about businesses closing as a result of the electricity bills already shooting up. And it isn't even out. Just today's the last day of summer. Okay, so
people are going to freeze. They're going to freeze.
I don't relish that happening. I feel bad that that's going to happen to them. But, you know, a lot of people have been cheering this Ukraine thing on, and this is the price they're going to have to pay.
Hey, hard times create strong men.
That much is true, so you know, we'll see what comes out of this. But so that's
they can always just do what the ignorant people out there are suggesting. You know, just light a fire, light a campfire or whatever.
Light a candle.
You have
a fire in your living room.
Well, a candle obviously provides some warmth, but there's a lot of people out there saying, you know, all you have to do is light a campfire or whatever without any regard for the fact that you don't want to light a campfire in your living room.
And what are they going to burn except their furniture?
Yeah. True.
I mean,
you got to get the wood from somewhere.
What trees are you going to cut down? You don't live in the woods like we do here in New Hampshire. If you're in the city, what the hell are you going to burn? Trash?
Yeah, it's going to run out, even if you are getting wood deliveries, if everybody's burning wood.
This whole Greta Thunberg utopia that we have entered into is just preposterous. It's ridiculous that people thought 2 years ago that this was the way to go.
Well, coming up, that's on the way. Plus, Conan, you want to talk about fan baiting.
We're going to find out
what that is. I didn't know. I had not heard the term prior to our pre-show discussion here. But in other international news, this one's pretty big. Russia, according to Reuters, is now unfurling a plan to annex swaths of Ukraine. So some people had thought that was what was going to be happening when Russia invaded the Donbass region of Ukraine.
This is what Putin said from the get-go.
At the time he said he was supporting their independence movements. So that would be different from annexing.
But they didn't want independence. They wanted to join the Russian Federation,
correct.
Right?
So
did they? I don't know.
I thought they did.
Well, that's what they're going to be voting on this week, apparently, as to whether or not
Who's voting?
Well, the people in the Donbass regions of Ukraine.
So Putin came out and he says, we want to give these peoples sovereignty. Because they already voted.
In 2014, they already voted to separate from Ukraine. Ukraine refused to acknowledge the votes. They basically said, the vote's a sham. We're not going to acknowledge what these people have said that they want, and you're going to continue to be part of Ukraine. Then Putin invaded earlier this year, saying he supported the independence movements.
Correct.
And he was backing them.
To give them the option to vote now in 2022 to gain access to Russia.
Well,
this is just part of the 6 month cycle.
I mean, there certainly is that narrative that paints Putin's actions as, you know, heroic and all of that. But this is more just states are hostile to the idea of secession. We saw it with Catalonia. Now we see it with Ukraine. Of course, we saw it here in the United States back in the 1860s or whatever. And I tend to think that, you know, obviously if a state were to secede today, it wouldn't necessarily lead to a war or anything like that. But the United States wouldn't be in a hurry to recognize it, just like Spain wasn't in a hurry to recognize Catalonia and Ukraine.
Well, the U.S. would love to recognize Taiwan. Taiwan's independence.
Oh, yes.
They're against the Donbass independence, but they're for Taiwan's independence. So it's all political.
Right. Well, they're not in support of anyone's independence. I mean,
certainly not within the U.S., but they are in support of Taiwan's independence from China.
They're in support of Taiwan's dependence on the United States for security.
That's one way of putting it.
But I don't think they like the idea of Taiwan being independent at all. They just want to make sure that Taiwan is not
They want to make sure that Taiwan continues to sell chips, computer chips, to the U.S. At whatever price they're currently selling them at.
Well, I don't know what their motives are, but it's certainly not any sort of altruistic desire to see the Taiwanese people be independent and free.
That's probably true.
Well, I think in the case of the Donbass region of Ukraine, I believe that the peoples there, would like to be independent if they could manage it. Yeah. But they have been suffering.
Between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, exactly. They've been suffering for a decade now. From the western side of Ukraine, and they would like to side themselves with someone who's going to support them, which is right. Russia.
So let me give you some more some details on this. Russia on Tuesday gave support to plans by separatists, which it backs in Ukraine, to hold referendums, paving the way for the annexation of swaths of additional territory, a direct challenge to the West that could sharply escalate the conflict. After nearly 7 months of war, including a critical battlefield defeat, or so the Western media claims.
It's bullcrap.
Northeastern Ukraine, Putin is pondering his next steps. In what appear to be choreographed requests, Russian-backed officials across 15% of Ukrainian territory, an area about the size of Hungary or Portugal, lined up to request referendums on joining Russia. The self-styled Donetsk DPR, the Donetsk People's Republic, and the Luhansk People's Republics, LPR, which Putin recognized as independent just before the invasion, and the Kherson and Zaporizhzhia regions have asked for votes over less than 24 hours. Officials from these regions said referendums would take place in just days, as soon as Friday of this week through Monday, and Russia does not fully control any of the four regions, with only around 60% of the Donetsk region in Russian hands. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much of the region Russia controls with troops. What matters is how many of the people in that region don't want to be part of Ukraine anymore.
Yeah.
And the people,
but we'll never know.
Well, you can never trust any of the results, right?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
You can't trust the media covering any of this.
No, you can't trust any side of this. There's no doubt about it. But the fact is, the people that live in these areas, largely, they speak Russian. They, you know, have family.
I mean, I speak English, but that doesn't mean I want to bow to the king.
I get what you're saying. And their desire for independence is not necessarily a desire to join Russia either. So they had originally just voted for independence from Ukraine. But it's not unbelievable to suggest that there is a majority, maybe even a significant majority of the people that live in these areas who do not want to be part of Ukraine. I don't think I don't think that's going out on a limb. Like, you know, people from Russia, family in Russia, they speak Russian. Do they really want to be part of Ukraine? And the previous votes show that they don't. Now, again, the other side says, well, the votes are illegitimate. Well, you know, they're corrupt.
But the whole thing is elections are illegitimate. So what makes this election any more illegitimate than any others?
I get you. So how do you show, then, that a certain amount of a given area's people think a certain way? How do you do it?
You can't. And that's the fallacy. That's the whole problem with the issue of the state. Even if they could show that, what gives the majority the right to determine that the minority have to submit to this ruler or this other ruler?
So how do we secede from the United States here in New Hampshire?
Right.
I think that this is what is going on in Ukraine, Russia, is very important to our movement.
Mm-hmm.
What needs to take place. Really, the telling point of all of this is the power of the state, Russia, United Nations, mm-hmm. and the United States, and that is the problem. As long as they remain as powerful as they are, they can call the shots and they can move people around on the chessboard. What really needs to happen is the power of the state needs to crumble. Which is what's going to happen, in my opinion. And then when that happens, the federal government, as far as the U.S. is concerned, in New Hampshire and Texas and California, whoever wants to secede from the United States can do so.
So you're saying the federal government needs to crumble, its power needs to be stepped down.
Diminished.
And then they will be hard-pressed to stop us from leaving?
Correct. The only problem is that with this whole Build Back Better movement, the powers that be, the elites, they actually want this to happen. They want to tear everything down, especially the monetary system.
No,
and what is their backup plan?
But aren't they going to say the same thing when we have a vote in New Hampshire? So, oh, well, you can't trust their vote. They're a bunch of secessionists. They've stacked the...
They're already doing it.
There's more on the way here. You can join us. 603-283-6160 here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
show here. Just dial on in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the potential of an annexing of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, or the Donbass region, if you will, of Ukraine. That is the current plan, apparently, that has been announced by the Russian government, that they are now going to be putting forward referendums. So according to the report here by Reuters, there are certain Russian-backed officials in these areas of Ukraine who have called for referendums again. Remember, these happened, similar things happened in 2014, where Luhansk and Donetsk did declare their independence from Ukraine. The people supposedly voted for it. Now, again, the Western media and the Ukrainian government is saying, well, those weren't legitimate elections, blah, 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 so we're not going to recognize this, and they forced them to stay within the Union. All right, you bring up a good point. It's like, well, we don't really know what the truth is. We don't know whether these are legitimate elections or not.
Yeah, but, you know, I was just thinking about that. If our society, if the United States or the United Nations or any of these, you know, nations or ideas or organizations that pride themselves on being democratic and just and all of these other noble characteristics truly cared about democracy and justice and all of these noble characteristics, then surely they would have prioritized some sort of methodology to determine, to go into places and help ensure that their elections were actually fair and just.
Doesn't the UN have that? I mean, can't they contact?
Yeah, but I can't trust the UN because they've proven over so many decades that they're not allied with the ideas of democracy and justice.
No, no government is. No powerful elite group is, in fact, they say they are.
Right,
but in fact, we know that that is the ultimate end to their power.
Yeah, and generally,
is democracy.
Right, and people who are in charge of, quote-unquote, a given landmass, these government agents who are criminals, right? They're violent gang members. These people don't want their territory to get reduced.
Nope.
So they're going to do everything they can to fight against, and that's what's literally what's going on in Ukraine is, you know, this isn't, had Ukraine allowed these areas to declare independence and go their own separate ways, there's a strong argument the invasion from Russia would never have come. But it did come. Now, arguably,
well, it may have come under different pretexts.
But we don't know.
Putin is telling the truth, then you're right. There's a strong reason to believe that it would not have come.
Here's all I really want, and this is something that I have not seen in favor of Ukraine. I want someone from the Donbass region to just come right out on the television, on the video, on the YouTubes or whatever, and just say, hey, look, we're against Russia. We don't want any part of them. We want to be...
There's surely someone there who's against Russia.
All Ukraine has to do is put a gun to someone's kid's head and say, hey, go on television and say this, or we're going to blow your kid's brain out.
Where's the video? All I see are people in the Donbass region saying, hey, we want Ukraine to leave us alone and stop persecuting us, and we want to be independent, but it's not happening. So I guess we just have to side.
Russia.
We have to side with the biggest bear over
there.
It's
true on the other side as well, though. There could be, you know, some little kid with a gun to his head, and so you've got this Ukrainian up there saying, you know, we want independence, we want to ally with Russia or whatever, so the Russians don't blow his kids.
Well, I haven't seen just one little kid. I've seen overwhelmingly support of we want to join Russia.
There's definitely a large amount of support there to leave the Ukraine, possibly to join Russia. When asked about the referendums, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said, quote, from the very start of the operation, we said the peoples of the respective territories should decide their fate, and the whole current situation confirms that they want to be masters of their fate. Now, you go on what these people say. And I don't like to say this, but the Russians are the ones that sound reasonable here, you know?
Yes,
oh, I thought you said that was a Ukrainian.
No, that's the
minister.
Russian foreign minister. The Ukrainians would not say we want them to decide their
fate. Ian, this is part of clown world.
Yeah.
This is the world.
But
that
the Russians are only saying this because the people want to be loyal to Russia. If they were saying it the opposite way, saying, "Hey, we want to ally, we want to join NATO," then Russia would take issue with it. Suddenly, it wouldn't be fair for them to determine their own fate.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it. I haven't seen those YouTube videos of
the whole justification for Putin's war was him saying, "Hey, look, Ukraine wants to join NATO, and we can't allow that."
Well, you're not going to see it anyway.
There were three steps. There were keep NATO off our doorstep. Yes, Arya. There was also to make these regions of Ukraine independent, and also to gain access to Crimea.
Unless you speak Russian or Ukrainian, you're not going to be able to make any heads or tails of a video.
They watch Hollywood. They watch Hollywood movies. They know English.
They don't. Not all.
Some of them do.
You're going to be relying on a translator.
Hey, I love me some Slavic girls, man. I keep my eyes are peeled.
Yeah, is it because they live in poverty, so they'll do anything for money?
There's some beautiful women over there.
There are.
They're good trad girls. Good traditional girls who know their place.
They want a way out. They're willing to be with an American man to get the hell out. If Moscow formally annexed a vast additional chunk of Ukraine, Putin would essentially be daring the United States. This is the interpretation here of Reuters. They said it will be daring the U.S. and its European allies to risk a direct military confrontation with Russia, the world's biggest nuclear power. Quote, all this talk about immediate referendums is an absolutely unequivocal ultimatum from Russia to Ukraine and the West, according to the founder of the political analyst firm R Politic, Dmitry Medvedev, who served as Russian president between 2008 and 2012 and is now deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council, backed the referendums, which he said would change the path of Russian history and allow the Kremlin more options for defense of what he said would become Russian territory. In a post on Telegram, he wrote, encroachment onto Russian territory is a crime which allows you to use all the forces of self-defense. This is why these referendums are so feared in Kyiv and the West. He said further, it's equally important that after the amendments to the Constitution of our state, no future leader of Russia, no official, will be able to reverse these decisions. So it sounds like they are paving the way here to say, all right, well, we're going to redo these votes, except maybe this time it's going to be not just for independence, but to join Russia. Mm-hmm. That's not what...
And it sounds like they're saying, you know, we're redoing our constitution so that once you join, you cannot leave.
That is what that sounds like, too.
This is how that works.
And it also sounds like, okay, well, if they join us, then Ukraine is attacking Russia. And so if we've been going easy on you before...
Not anymore.
We're not going easy on you
now. Not anymore.
That's at least the tough talk here in this particular...
So Russia isn't actually annexing them in this particular scenario. That's just
true,
Western
that's
propaganda.
Annexed, yeah.
That's Russia saying, hey, look, if you have this referendum and you decide you want to be part of Russia, we'll accept you and we'll consider, you know, Ukraine to be attacking you if they attack you.
So what is that term? So if it's opposite of annex, where the bigger portion isn't taking you,
mm-hmm.
the little portion is...
You're joining? I don't know.
What is that term?
I don't know. The opposite of secession, I guess.
Yeah.
You join a union.
What's the opposite of annexation? It's
joining a union.
There must be a word for it, but I don't know what it is.
Because it never happens. It never happens. It seems.
Sure, Alaska and Hawaii did it, right? And the U.S. states did it.
Yeah, but how many hundreds? 100 years ago, right?
Well, Alaska was less than 100.
And Hawaii was also...
The chat room, help me out, man. There's a word for it.
There's a word for it.
Now they know what they're getting into, and we're probably not going to see too many states being made today.
We're going to hear the other side of... Yeah, hopefully we'll see more independence and more secession today than more joining of unions and such. But there's more analysis on this. You can share your thoughts as well. Come up here. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is putting the heat on the Senate to pass an elections transparency bill. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the Disclose Act will help get so-called dark money out of politics while closing campaign finance loopholes. He describes dark money as cash that flows in the shadows to influence elections. Analysis from the New York Times shows in 2020, Democrats spent $1.5 billion in dark money compared to roughly $900 million spent by Republicans. The numbers of how many people watched Queen Elizabeth's funeral in the UK are in. Peak viewership for Monday's funeral reached over 37 million viewers. Another 27 million people tuned in for the entire procession. Elizabeth's funeral was broadcast around the world, and it's estimated it was watched by 4 billion people. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the potential of the Donbass regions of Ukraine to vote at the end of the week, over the weekend, basically, to potentially leave Ukraine, which they already voted on in 2014, but it was ignored by the Ukrainian government and the Western world. They're going to be doing it again now, except is the actual question, we're not sure what it's going to say, is it going to be to actually join Russia? Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like Russia wants them to be part of Russia, so then therefore they can bring the full weight of the Russian military to bear on defending what it'll then consider its territory.
Why can't they do that anyway, though?
Well, they could, right? Like, is that just a...
Yeah, I don't know.
They need that excuse.
Well, then it will be an actual war, which they say that it is, and I've had my doubts since day one. Mm-hmm. With 7 months now, it's never been a war. Show me the missiles.
What is it, a military action?
It's just an intervention.
Yeah.
Well, people are dying.
Are they?
That's the claim.
Okay. Fair point. At this point, I'm not even convinced that there is a Ukraine or that there is a Russia because the media has been lying about everything from the beginning.
Absolutely. That's been my point since day one. You can't trust
any of this. I think
there's
probably a war.
Speaking of lying militaries, if you've ever worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you drank the water, You might have had some serious problems.
We were laughing, but this is horrible.
Yeah, this is awful. Cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue. If you got those things from, you know, living at Camp Lejeune, again, 1953 to 1988, you're probably entitled to compensation. They had contaminants there in the drinking water. And there might be some deadlines, though, for filings and such. So you want to get in touch with these folks as quickly as possible to find out if you or a loved one are eligible for payments. 888-918-1037 is the number. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, and you've had a serious health issue, the money's already set aside. Just call this number, 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037.
I will say this. They at least appear to feel bad about what they did at Camp Lejeune, because I'm seeing ads for this everywhere.
Well, they don't, it's not because they feel bad.
No, I know.
They got caught.
Sure.
And they're
this is
being
how, this
held
is
liable.
How, this is how that works. Yes, correctly.
That's why I said they're at least given the illusion that they feel, or however I said it,
These are legal groups. The people that are putting the ads out are not the government. The government is not
the government's paying for it.
Well, yeah, but no, but they're not paying for the ads. I understand it, these are the legal agencies that are representing the people.
But they probably have some. But that money came from the government, right?
Perhaps. I don't know. Or maybe it's the lawyers expecting to get a piece of, you know, representing whoever it is that signs up to get these payments. I don't know how all that works. But
I'm seeing ads everywhere for this.
Sure. But it's not because the government loves these people or anything
of course
like
not.
That. The government probably doesn't want these people to call these numbers or whatever.
Yeah, this is just one incident amongst hundreds.
They got caught for
that are taking place as we speak. That the last 2 years, by the way, is going to be a prime example. 10 years. Did you take this specific vaccination back in 2020?
No, they're immune.
2020.
The vaccine companies are immune from prosecution
and from being sued.
Right, that's what I mean.
Unless,
lawsuit.
Comirnaty. I'm sorry. The emergency use authorization batch is immune. I don't think Comirnaty is.
All vaccines are.
Can we please not
US.
Call it that?
That's what it is.
That's what they call it. Let's call it literally anything else.
We have to say what it is, but which, by the way, doesn't really exist. I don't know that there is actually a batch of this anywhere on anyone's shelf.
Well, first of all, we can't give legal advice, but from what I've heard, Conan, this is true about vaccine manufacturers across the board. Whether you're talking about
that needs to end.
Whether you're talking about the COVID vaccine or whether you're talking about mumps, rubella, whatever other, you know, vaccines you might have gotten as a kid in the 1980s or whatever, these people are all immune from, that's my understanding.
Well, the idea kind of makes sense, right? Because you get this thing to protect you from the mumps or whatever, and, you know, it affects your body for the rest of your life, and maybe 20 years later you get cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it has nothing to do with the vaccine that you got 20 years prior, but if they're not legally protected, then you could
sue
them.
20 years versus 2 weeks. I mean, this is something, if you're having adverse effects 2 weeks after this stupid thing. By the way, you know what? It doesn't really matter, because Biden just came out and said it's all over.
He did say that in the pandemic. He said it's
he also
not
said
COVID.
Well,
he didn't say COVID was over. He said the pandemic was over.
He also said, watch me.
Yeah. We covered this last night. Let's get back into Ukraine, though, because Ukraine now, so again, Reuters, this is Western media's report on this. So, of course, they're going to the Ukraine side here, and they say the threat of referendums was, quote, naive blackmail, unquote, and a sign that Russia is running scared. Quote, this is what the fear of defeat looks like. The enemy is afraid and obfuscates primitively, said Andriy Yermak, chef.
Why are they saying that Russia's afraid here? Because they want to have a referendum?
Because they're winning.
That's the claim. The narrative from the Western media and Ukraine is that Ukraine's had this big pushback. They're pushing Russia out of the country, and so now they're going to have a vote.
By the way, you know what? I actually saw a video. Zelensky was being interviewed, like, I don't know, two weeks ago or something, on one of the mainstream medias, and he speaks clear English.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see him with his translator in every single video, this is interesting.
Well, he's a CIA plant, isn't he?
We know that he's a comedian actor, but who knows what he's really about? But and whether he'll be around any within the next month. I mean, they might be getting tired of him asking for so much money, because he's always, when he comes out, that's all he does. He asked for more money, more munitions, sure. more support, more money. But he always has a translator.
Yeah.
But he speaks clear English. Understandable. He's not fumbling. He's not falling over himself like Biden. So
what is the translator doing?
That's my big question is why isn't he asking, why is he answering questions? Why isn't he speaking in English? Because that's who he's talking to, the English world.
Oh, he's not giving a speech in Ukraine to Ukrainians?
So is this some kind of, I don't know, is it a ploy to sound like he's backwards from a backwards country? Because he speaks good. Is it good English or well? Yes, good English. Yeah.
Ukraine will solve the Russian issue, said their chief of staff. The threat can only be eliminated by force. So, doesn't sound like they're going to respect the Donbass votes on this one. Ukraine says it will not rest until every Russian soldier is ejected from its territory. Kyiv says it will never accept Russian control over its territory and has called on the West to supply more and better arms.
There it is.
To fight Russian forces.
So, wait a minute. Let's say these people do have a fair election, and everyone recognizes that. I don't know why they can't do this. Get the Russian military and the Ukrainian military there, and they just oversee this election. You would think that they'd be able to do this, that they're civilized, as they claim.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say these people actually voted to join Russia, or voted for independence, or voted to stay in Ukraine. I don't believe any of these would recognize a result that wasn't the one they wanted.
Yeah, it's possible.
And Ukraine here, it sounds like they're saying, look, they can have whatever referendums they want, but we're not going to recognize it.
Yeah,
they're part of Ukraine, damn it.
How long did Brexit take to be basically finalized? Like 3 years or something? 2 or 3 years?
Is it finalized
or is it still more than that? No, it's a done deal.
Actually, yeah, good question. Are they actually done? Have they left?
Yeah, Brexit's done. It took like 4 or 5 years.
It took a long time after the election.
It did. Joe Biden warned in March that a direct confrontation between NATO and Russia would mean World War III. He and the NATO leaders have been careful to say they don't want NATO troops in direct conflict with Russian troops. Putin and senior Russian generals and officials, though, already cast the conflict as a broader contest with the West, which they say has sent Ukraine advanced weaponry, that's a fact, and helps guide Ukrainian forces with intelligence and training that ultimately kills Russian troops.
That also seems to be a fact.
Putin on Friday brushed off the lightning Ukrainian counteroffensive in recent weeks and cast the conflict as an attempt to prevent what he said was a Western plot carved up, or rather to carve up and destroy Russia. Their parliament in Russia on Tuesday approved a bill to toughen punishments for a host of crimes, such as desertion, damage to military property, and insubordination, if they were committed during military mobilization. And, of course, we know that they're not mentioning it in this article, but we know that in Ukraine they banned the counterparties. They banned the main pro-Russia party from even running in Ukrainian elections. And they've even banned speaking Russian in certain places.
You know what? I hate to support the big old Russian bear, but I'm telling you, man,
it's hard not to in this one.
I know.
More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The SilverLungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've got some international news of interest, including the latest from the Donbass region of Ukraine. Apparently, Russia is now announcing that they may be trying to take over Lugansk and Donetsk, the People's Republics, as they declared themselves back in a vote in 2014. It was never respected by the Western world.
Nope.
It was never respected by Ukraine. And now they are going back to the polls this weekend. According to RT.com, by the way, it's Ian, Aria, and Conan in the studio here tonight. We just shared with you the mainstream media, Western media story, the Reuters coverage of this. But I always like to go over to RT, and that, of course, is the official sure. Russian propaganda channel. People in the Western, a lot of people in the European Union can't even access RT.com. It's been banned from YouTube. It's been banned from so many different places. In fact, I discovered today, as I was looking down our list, because I on my calendar was to turn back on YouTube today, because mm-hmm. we've been we took a strike there like a month or so ago.
Yeah, we're back
ago.
On YouTube today. Woo!
We are back. Are the haters in our chat, Conan?
There's
are you watching?
There's a couple of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome back, haters. Anyway, I was looking at our Restream server, which is this third party that we use to where we don't have to have... We've got like 8 or 10 different video platforms that we stream out to, and Restream makes it easy to do that, meaning that we just stream once to Restream, and then they handle the distribution to these other places.
It's really cool because even vMix, which is like professional-grade software, is like yeah. $600 for the license or something.
You can get it for like $2, but yeah.
But then you don't get Canadian stuff. Yeah. But yeah, it only supports 3 outputs, so right. You can only stream to 3 places.
Right, so you kind of need to have a service like this. Now, supposedly there's software that you can download and run your own server and do this, and we may have to look into that.
You need a lot of bandwidth, though.
I mean, bandwidth's cheaper than it's ever been. But
sure.
Yes, you still don't need as much because the servers are the ones handling all the viewers. You're just streaming out to those servers. Anyway, I'm saying there is software, from what I understand, that can does the job that Restream does for us, and it may be something we're going to have to look into, because as I was looking at the Restream settings to turn YouTube back on, I noticed that it said that our connection to VK was deactivated. Now, sometimes when, you know, VK, for those that don't know, is the Russian version of Facebook. It's not Facebook. It's just a site that apes Facebook. It looks a lot right. like Facebook, and it's very, very popular in Russia. Okay, so that's what VK is. And so it said we were disconnected from that. And I figured, oh, well, these are one of those things that happens from time to time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you have these third-party services, some API code gets changed, and you just have to go in and relink and reconnect, and then you're good to go. So I go in there, and I
ask you, are you sure you want to reconnect to these people, these terrorists?
No, it's worse than that.
No, it's worse than that. So I went in there, and I removed the connection because I couldn't see any way to refresh it within the existing connection. I removed the connection, and I went in to go add it again, and it's not there.
Huh.
It's like, oh, I know what they did. I didn't even have to check. But I did check, just to verify my concerns were true. I said they must have taken it down because it's a Russian website. And so I went into the help guide on... and by the way, we were streaming there last night, so this just happened. We were on VK. I went to VK, you know, checked the VK site. Went into the help files and found where it says they've disconnected all their Russian streaming sites, VK, OK.ru, etc. They're down from all of those to punish the Russian people. Now, they didn't say this, but that's what's happening. They're punishing the Russian people because this isn't hurting the Russian government.
No, it's not.
In fact, it's preventing. If there was somebody who was broadcasting a pro-Ukrainian stream on VK through Restream, they can no longer
this
do
is,
that.
This is straight 1984.
Yeah.
I know that gets brought up a lot. Everyone wants to say that it's some kind of dystopian future.
No, in 1984, governments did it. Here, corporations are doing it on behalf of governments, and it's completely backward, right? It's the narrative that we're being told
no
is
better.
That the narrative that we're being told is that the Russians are lying and they're evil and all this stuff, so they can't hear what we have to say.
If the government is running their operations through these corporations, how is it not government? Thanks, Winston, you asshole. I mean, seriously.
Okay.
These are the Winstons, is what you're saying.
Winston is the, by the way, he was the hero of 1984. He was actually the bad guy in a lot of terms. I know everyone wants to think that the Mouse Man was the bad guy. Who was the guy who tortured him?
I don't remember his name.
Goldsmith or something?
No, that was the alter ego, the quote, good guy, the subversive. It was just, that was the alter ego. I don't remember what the guy's actual name was.
Well, Winston was just following orders. He was burning history. That was his job.
Yeah, he was changing history. So that's why we're not on VK tonight. I didn't have a chance to remedy that situation. There might be a way for us to
maybe adding it manually,
RTMP it, but we maxed out on anyway. This is for behind the scenes stuff. But the only thing I
ever liked about Restream was that it took all of our chats and would put them in one window. But
yeah, and that's handy.
But we don't even really monitor it anyway. Well,
I mean, I do. Usually it's just not worth reading, but I do monitor it.
That's true.
But I sure as hell I'm not going to give Restream any more money to add more, you know, servers. And besides, how do we know they're not going to just shut down the direct streams anyway? Like, we could set up VK as a direct stream, I think, unless they have some sort of ban list and they're like, oh, well, we know that that's streaming to VK, so not going to let that happen. And that's what I didn't have a chance to set up because the computer crashed. I've been dealing with this terrible studio computer of the last 4 days. It's been hard to get anything done from a technical perspective.
Sure.
But hopefully we can get back on VK somehow.
It doesn't suggest that Americans here are the good guys.
No.
If
they're censoring?
Yes. And it's important to remember that we're rare, right? The vast majority of media out here, the vast majority of YouTubers and Twitch streamers and people who are on VK coming from the U.S., they would be absolutely pro-Ukraine. Right. So
now they can't reach that audience.
No.
Of Russians. What a stupid decision on their part.
But you would expect the Russian government to be the ones who are like, hey, look, VK, these American streamers, you gotta axe them. Yeah. We can't do this. They're corrupting our people. Instead, It's the other way around. It's backwards. It's nonsense.
As far as China and Russia are concerned, how is it not in their benefit to just let us, the West, to tear ourselves apart with our TikTok and whatnot and our monetary system and just everything we're doing is destroying ourselves. We are at the end of our golden age.
I think
I think Russia has just entered their golden age, by the way. This is my theory. And it's in their benefit to let us tear ourselves apart. I mean they're selling their oil at a premium right
big
now
time.
because
through the natural gas
through China, by the way, the middleman, the new middleman. Everything that we're doing right now benefits Russia.
Sure but does. Russia can't let us tear ourselves apart. We don't live in that world anymore. They need Europe and the United States to buy that natural gas.
They're still selling it.
I know.
But at a premium.
Yeah.
But if the Europe and America is not there to buy, I understand all of that. That's exactly my point, is that Russia can't let us tear ourselves apart. They need us as customers. Otherwise, they have no golden age.
Actually, I think that China is probably more dependent on us than Russia. They make everything. They do everything. They're not selling crap to us except oil and what? Fertilizer? What else are they selling to the outside world? Russia.
Oh, Russia.
China is incredibly dependent on us. But Russia? I think they spent the last 20 years basically getting off the grid, becoming self-sufficient.
Well, they're doing okay so far. But and I want to get into speaking of the grid, I want to get into the energy situation in Germany and in the rest of Europe as well. But first, an update from RT.com on this coming vote. NATO has now denounced the referendums, reacting to the announcement that the Luhansk and Donetsk People's Republics will hold votes on joining Russia. Okay, so that's what wasn't clear before, because, again, the mainstream media, Reuters, was using the term annex, and this would be a vote. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Tuesday called them illegitimate.
So the UN is already coming out of this on the side of the United States.
NATO's different from the UN.
I thought you said the Secretary General of the UN.
No, NATO, sorry, if I did, it's NATO's Secretary General. Illegitimate and demanded more support for Ukraine from the international community. He said on Twitter, quote, "Sham referendums have no legitimacy and do not change the nature of Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. A further escalation in Putin's war," calling it a further escalation, the international community must condemn this blatant violation of international law and step up support for Ukraine. So $40 billion from the U.S. isn't enough, or $50 billion or whatever it is.
It's over that. And not to count all of the munitions that have been sent there.
Wow. Just pony up some more. It's not enough, according to this guy. Luhansk and Donetsk People's Republics will be holding a vote this weekend, starting on September 23rd, this Friday. And the other Russian-held territories will be voting also on Friday. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan echoed the condemnations, calling the referendums, quote, "an affront to principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity. We will never recognize this territory as anything other than a part of Ukraine." So it doesn't matter what the people want. Matter. They're all just pawns in this violent game.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You
restaurant.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.